Blog Talk Radio.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was singing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Really?
Jan Kerouac or Jack Kerouac?
Jan.
Oh, Jan.
Jan sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Scavella, absolutely. Philomene, of course. Frank Rios from Comedy Med. He's awesome.
Hell yeah.
This Griffin guy doesn't belong in here.
Poor
Lynn. Wadberg, for sure.
Definitely Wadberg.
Shit.
What do you got there, John Swain?
Pasta, white sauce.
You got white sauce and
white sauce.
He made white sauce.
Oh, no. Oh, he almost said I'm the white people. He almost said I'm the
white people. White sauce makes you sit on the white people.
Fucking honkies.
We need to hang them up.
Where can we hang him up at?
String him up!
Yeah, string him up!
You can't leave him! You are
an engine! It's an engine! Metro's revenge!
This is for every boss I ever had.
You only work for white people?
Yeah, pretty much. That's, I thought that was the only ones that had jobs. Oh, yeah!
You haven't worked until you work for a Jew.
So how's that white sauce there?
Delicious.
Is that looks pretty
good. Help yourself.
Is there some more in there?
Oh yeah, there's plenty.
Now let me ask you, John Swain, when you ingest this white sauce that you have here on your plate, do you happen to think about snowstorms or
think about Brian Fuget?
That's pretty much like a snowstorm right there. Brian Fuget.
Stop taking
a shit. All right. How come we had to, like, get a house from white people?
Because Cambodians don't own any property.
Oh. Not yet. Not yet. We need Cambodian homeowners. I'll straighten this out, but good.
If you had Cambodians right now, it would be a lot of
it needs a pepper, man, too.
Oh, excuse me.
Pepper, sir. Thank you. Pepper, my Cambodian spaghetti.
Yes. Oh.
So Brian Fuget, I mean, I heard you called a white snowstorm. Is it in fact true that that's all in your pants?
A white snowstorm in my pants?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't they have medications for that?
Being judged, Brian.
I'm always judged.
Oh, by them.
I'm gonna have nightmares tonight.
He took it with you to the Parkville house.
What I really need to know is how John Swain. I want to know how you feel with the cream sauce for your pasta tonight, John Swain.
John Swain.
I think you know.
John Swain.
Didn't we talk about this before?
Elaborate
on the creation of your white cream sauce spaghetti, sir.
Elaborate.
You know, we spoke of relief.
What do you mean by relief? Please elaborate. Be more specific.
He jacked off into a pot.
I'm glad you guys told me that while it was, like, hanging from my mouth here. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was just thinking that this, this white spaghetti tastes a lot like gravy and biscuits.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Kentucky, huh?
Yes. I just realized that, so kudos to your white spaghetti, John Swain.
John Swain white spaghetti. The noodles may be a little limp.
The sauce.
The gravy.
The sauce is intact.
Mm.
Yep, absolutely.
That is some great white sauce right there.
John Swain.
The John Swain story.
John.
Good coming from home.
Here's the thing. How long does it normally take you to make white sauce?
On the West Coast, 3 to 7 days. Kentuck, hourly.
Hourly. It's a small town environment. You know. So.
So.
Oh, God.
John Swain, do you make white sauce for your family?
John Swain.
Yes, sir. That are still with us.
Yes. You don't want to make white sauce for family members that are deceased or have moved on to other facets of their life.
I don't know. I find
John Swain, can you please tell me about your white sauce? How did you get it out?
How do you get your
white sauce?
I didn't have my full range of ingredients.
And what are your ingredients? What are your ingredients? What is your special pepper?
Special pepper, sir.
Crushed.
Crushed pepper.
Crushed
pepper.
Swainbow. So this is, here we are. Where are we?
We are currently staying in Berkeley on Keynes Avenue, I believe. I'm not giving the exact address.
And who is currently on Keynes Avenue?
Currently, we are residing within the Zyfez compound, and there is John Swain, Brian Fugier, Mr. Frank Reardon, of course, Stephen Goldberg.
Not him.
Yep, we have him as well. We also have Lynn Alexander, who's passed out on the couch right now. Lindsay,
wearing translucent dresses.
Yes, wearing translucent dresses and fluorescent wigs. We also have Michelle McDonald, who has passed out in the other room.
Passed out for about 10 hours now.
Yes. Paul Corman Roberts has actually disappeared from the face of the planet. And Lindsay Thomas has also passed out.
I
had to walk her to the room.
That bad, huh?
So you should ask Goldberg what he thinks of Swain's sauce.
Goldberg.
Yes, your first bite.
I told you, it's not the full ingredient.
And what exactly does that entail? The full ingredient? I mean, It's a secret.
It's a secret, yes.
But it only takes, how long?
It starts
to make the white sauce?
It tastes like love.
The sauce tastes like love. Yes.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
And John Swain is still teabagging Goldberg.
Yes, John Swain. I would like to ask you, sir, what is your opinion of Mitt Romney and white sauce?
Well, I think it's good for the country. I feel like we've lost our way. And I don't know what's going on anymore.
Oh, yes.
And, we tried this whole change thing, but didn't change my life.
Right.
Smart guy. I just don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yes.
I think he's overwhelmed.
Is he overwhelmed by the white sauce?
He had that whole naked interception, smoking the weed.
Oh,
and the
naked interception?
The naked interception of the weed.
Yes.
I think, it's... I didn't want to seem racist.
Yeah.
I thought we gave it a shot.
You gave it a shot.
And, it's just not working. So,
you know,
I think I'm going to vote for Romney. I don't like this whole Mormon thing. I mean, it's a little weird. magic underwear.
We all get a pair. And if you see Brian's underwear.
So is that so like every American is going to have to wear magic underwear?
Yes.
Is this going to be the new religion, Mormon? I don't like it when they don't have.
It's the new
white, hypocritical, evangelical Christian.
It's the new Snuggie, sir. It's the new Snuggie. It's like the cult robe, if you will.
I believe you can see it modeled by Brian Fouget on Facebook.
Yes. That is a good point, Steve Goldberg. You can see this advertised on Facebook via Brian Fouget's rickety crotch.
.com.
It's droopy.
I'm sorry, droopy. Frothy, frothy, and droopy crotch. Yes. My apologies. I have to be politically correct here.
That would be a great name for a cartoon.
It would be.
It'd be a great name for my next chapbook. Frothy and droopy.
Frothy and droopy. Look out,
Brian W. Fouché.
Brian W.
Emphasis on the W.
W.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Emphasis
on the W. W. Oh. Excuse me. We, Hello.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Hello, Mitt Romney. How are you, sir?
It's Mitt Romney.
Uh-huh, yes. Yes, hello, British.
I would like to speak about John Swain's red skull.
Oh, really? What would you like to say about said topic, sir?
It was so delicious, it's still on my chin.
I'm sorry, one more time. Could you repeat that, sir?
It was so delicious that it was still on my chin.
You guys are killing me.
On your shin?
Yes.
Okay.
White
sauce on your shins. I'm sorry, sir. There's a lot of background noise. I have to apologize for that. Tell me, Mr. British Mitt Romney, during your first encounter with John Swain.
Why did you hang up? I was trying to get.
I couldn't hear if they were loud. I couldn't hear anything.
British Mitt Romney has just entered the room, actually.
Yes, this is British Mitt Romney.
Yes, Mr. British Mitt Romney.
Yes.
I was actually asking, during your first encounter with Mr. John Swain, how many quarts of white sauce would you say landed on your shit?
The shit's still in my pocket. I lap it up and lick it up. Brian Fouget has built a glory hole out of Swain sauce.
Yes, he continues, sir. I'm sorry.
Next question.
No. we're furtively candid here. Furtively candid. Mr. British Mitt Romney, my next question, of course, would be considering that your platform on gay marriage in the United States, specifically in regards to Zygote, MI Coffee chief editor Brian Fouget and his wanton engagement with the male chair in the room named Eugene. Tell me, sir, what is your position on this?
He ain't getting any Swain sauce, that's for sure. That shit's all mine.
Very good, sir. Mr. Fouget, would you like to follow up with that with a brief statement about your position on said? No, okay, never mind. Continuing on, Mr. Mitt Romney, I was just curious as to what your favorite hobbies are, sir.
Jacking off with my socks.
Wow, me too.
Watching Carrot Top stand up.
Now, when you say Carrot Top stand up, do you mean actually the comedy routine, or do you actually mean?
Have you ever seen a buffalo cock in the middle of the nowhere?
Yeah.
The thing is hung.
Oh. moving on past buffalo cock and being hung, Mr. Romney. I'm just curious as
to... Mormon thing?
Yes. Good point, sir. I'm actually curious as to your position on Mormons, and specifically in...
I wish they made magical underpants thongs. It's some religious bullshit.
Can you elaborate, please, sir?
We just do nothing.
Yes.
We just talk about Joe Smith. What I all want to talk about is John Swain.
We have another caller here. I'm going to bring them in, sir. They might actually have a couple more questions for you, sir. Area code 937, please. You're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. My name's Linda.
Oh, hello, Linda. Yes.
Linda.
I like poetry. This is supposed to be a poetry show.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of show is this, guys? Actually, I don't even know what this is. We're actually just trying to be candid here. So, if poetry is something that you're very candid, yes. Before you read your poem, I'm just curious. Does it involve John Swain or white sauce? Because that's pretty much the theme of the evening. Okay, well, that's fine. You go ahead and read your poem, please. Yes.
Red is the red, violet is blue. You shot the piece of shit, and so are you. Ha ha ha. No. You know, I kind of have an infatuation with Mitt Romney and Frank Reardon.
I'm sorry, was that the end of the poem?
End poem.
You totally ruined it, Brian. Totally ruined it.
You might as well just say Baba Booey. Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
I feel like hanging up on this. I don't know why I scheduled this for an hour. This seems like complete.
You should totally interview Steve Goldberg.
Steve Goldberg.
Come on, no.
Yes. That would make it great. Let's interview Steve Goldberg. We're here with Steve Goldberg, sir.
Yes. Happy to be here. Yes. Happy. Yes.
Steve Goldberg, when you tried to enter the Zyfez compound this morning, what did you experience, sir?
It was a daunting undertaking. The obstacles were unreal. The door was rather firmly shut, but. As I pressed it, oh, so hard.
Oh, that makes it sound sexy. Yeah.
He must have seen John Swain on the door.
Well, I knew that John Swain was inside, so I had that.
He was inside me.
Oh.
That's where the white sauce went.
Damn. Yeah. Too late again.
Mr. Steve Goldberg, did you happen to find any sort of white sauce residue on the said doorknob or
your blue dress
between the lock and hammer, if you will, sir?
I tend to walk around in Berkeley in the early hours wearing latex, so I don't know if I've actually actually felt anything, though I did find the floor rather slippery.
Ah, yes. Because of the latex, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Or the white sauce.
It
was warm. I was sweating profusely, but I did see a discarded adult-sized depends thrown on the floor. It may have something to do with it.
Yes.
Where the hell was Fouché?
Getting frosty.
Depends. I know it's Fouché.
Let the record be shown that Mr. Fouché was getting frothy with it at the time in question and being extra droopy. Yes.
Damn, I heard he was making soup.
A soup, yes.
It was ball soup.
We're not trying to divulge the...
He's trying to replicate Swain's white sauce.
But I don't know the recipe.
Yes.
I believe that this Blog Talk was supposed to be for our gadget crowd, so I've been listening, and there's some things like... I just want to say this for anybody else that might be listening, just so they don't feel left out. And I am talking about you gadget people. I just want to say this. Electron.
Electron. And that was actually brought to you by Superban All-Purpose Sports Tape. Used by healthcare professionals and 1.5 inches by 8 yards.
It's a ripper.
And it is also latex-free. I just wanted to go ahead and say that.
Can't use it in the morning.
Yes. Steve Goldberg will not be able to use it in the morning. Our next guest is chief editor and head diaper wearer of Zygote and My Coffee, Mr. Frothy Droopy himself, and made one hell of a performance at Viracocha Lounge just last night. Mr. Brian Fouché, everybody. Welcome, Brian.
Thank
you for joining us here.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yes. Brian, can you please describe for our listeners out there some of your performance from last night?
Describe?
Yes, please.
How so?
And candid detail, please.
Candid detail.
Yes.
Let's hear about when you jammed it up your ass, because you sure did.
See, I barely remember that.
You don't remember the song.
The song.
I wear the tongs backwards.
That's creepy. But anyhow, I hate poetry. I hate poets, but I'm a small press editor and publisher. So, no, seriously.
But you write poetry. I write poetry.
Here's the thing. I write shitty poetry.
Oh, yeah.
But you read and buy people's poetry books all the time. I'm British Mitt Romney.
British, it's really an honor to be hanging out with British Mitt Romney. I mean, I gotta be honest. And the reading last night in San Francisco was, it was pretty cool.
Continue, sir, please.
And this is now brought to you by Striped Shortbread. Fudge Striped Shortbread Cookies, oven baked.
Continue,
please.
Yeah, we're all about the endorsements, but that's how we can finance and keep up all of our
labs. I think our listeners are very intrigued to hear about the reaction of the crowd to your performance last night.
I highly suspect. I'm talking English now, and this happens when you hang out in the city for too long, you become English all of a sudden, even though you're American.
Indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I might piss some people off.
It is very possible, yes.
Yeah, you read poetry wearing a goddamn adult diaper, and apparently it doesn't...
Looking like a reservoir dog from the waist up.
Oh, right. You wear a tie, in a nice shirt.
Mr. Pink.
Right, exactly. Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs. Absolutely, yeah. But then you drop your drawers and you have nothing but a diaper on, and somehow, or for some reason, it freaks people out.
People
and
get upset over this.
I know. And, my poetry, it was pretty. It was all about, pink, buckly clouds and, teddy bears and,
Sounds like my boxers.
Maybe we should interview Swain.
Ah,
we haven't had
Swain. Yes, we're all about the Swain bow.
Mr. John Swain, please.
John Swain, you're up next.
John Swain
Save us,
has just entered the Zyfez Compound Studio.
John Sweeney, of course, of Kentucky, native Kentucky.
Yeah, you guys are almost like bros.
Much like myself, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Kentucky.
Kindred spirit. Mr. John Swain, please have a seat. Join us here in the studio. We are broadcasting live from the Glide Pass compound. And Michelle McDonald has just barricaded herself into the bathroom. Yeah.
Over there.
And Michelle McDonald is joining us in the studio right now. Michelle McDonald is joining us in Lindsay's room and going in with you.
It's radio. They just can't see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle McDonald.
Hiding doesn't help.
Hello, Michelle McDonald.
Hello.
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 Please.
Hello.
Join us in the studio here. Please, have a
yes.
seat. Yes.
Please, we have a studio audience.
Yes, we do have studio audience.
Very creepy white people.
Honey Badger.
Yes.
Honey Badger.
Michelle McDonald.
I know.
Yes.
We've been out all night.
Michelle McDonald is being blocked up.
This guy brought it up.
In chat book.
That's
the seal.
Yeah.
That is the new seal of the Literary Underground.
Let's make it like a chat book.
We're joining us in the studio here. Please, Michelle, have a seat.
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger? No. You can. There's no smoking in the studio.
No.
There's no smoking in the studio.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I just want to baby.
Doritos Nacho Cheese. Rip open a bag for the Doritos Nacho flavor in you.
Ah, thank you.
They didn't meet anymore.
That's an endorsement.
Yes.
Wow, we can sell 10 more chat books after that endorsement. Thank
and
you very
a,
much, Frank.
A free bottle of Calamari.
I'm British Mitt Romney.
There you go.
I mean, British. Yeah.
John Swain. John Swain has just joined us in the studio. John Swain, of course. John Swain is retreating
from Foster and prison rapist.
John Swain, welcome to the studio once again. John Swain, we were discussing earlier your famous white sauce. I'm just curious,
do you
sir.
Do other colors?
Do you do other colors? That's a good question.
Yeah,
Steve,
you got white sauce, but do you mean
red, black?
yes.
Yellow.
Like yellow jackets, correct? So, Mr. John Swain, please have a seat, sir. Feel comfortable.
Feel comfortable.
It is Mr. or is it Dr.?
Dr. Swain.
Dr. John Swain.
Right? Yeah.
We should have theme music.
You're a doctor of Santeria rituals. And
hard to get a good goat.
A good goat, yes.
Get a goat in here.
Now, I have a question about this.
You're so famous.
Yes. This goat that you have.
Milk.
And that is where the white sauce is derived from. That's correct. So it's a goat milk
and goat
derivative.
White sauce.
Yes, okay. Thank you for clearing the air on that, sir.
Also brought to you by Splash and Play Inflatable Dolphins for your kids' good time in the pool and an adult time, too.
John Swain, getting back to
you.
Give more endorsements.
John Swain, I was just curious as to what the plans were for your performance tomorrow night at the Zolo Cafe at the Beast Crawl, sir.
Taco stand,
excuse me. I was trying to be fancy here and like just call it this.
Just offhand, I just have to say mascara and lingerie.
Mascara and lingerie.
Is that order?
Is it in that order, sir?
I like to drip.
Drip? We have many droopers, and now we have a
Ladies
dripper.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it first. John Swain's got drippy dick.
Brought to you by Lindsay Gardens. Green tea with orange contains antioxidants. 12 bags. And by Caramine Lotion. Caramine Tropical Suspension Skin Protectant contains 6 fluid ounces.
John Swain, I'm just curious as to I'm noticing here that you brought some Willy Wonka Fun Dip.
It's not mine.
This is not your Fun Dip. You have just...
B12.
Oh.
That's what they call it.
B12. Oh, okay. Now, does this B12 enhance the white sauce?
It helps me recover. It's not a performance enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
It just helps me recover.
It's like a revitalist.
Indeed.
Yes, yes. Indeed.
Masking agent.
A masking agent.
I am embarrassed by my looks, you know.
So,
I don't like to look at a camera. I don't, you know, I don't like people looking at me. I don't like people, you know, get into my head like this.
Yeah. Mr. John Swain, I was curious when you apply...
That would be Dr. Swain.
Yeah, Dr. Swain.
Sir.
Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you apply the Fun Dip to your eyes...
It's called lavender. I picked it from that bush when we were in that little circle.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's like, you know, it's like a crushed leaf.
Yes, yes.
It's like
a blue
crushed leaf.
A blue... Yes. When you apply this blue crushed leaf, is it a thin coating... Or is it a thin coating that you apply to the testicular region?
No, it's more for eyelids and openings.
I'm sorry. I guess I've been applying it in the wrong places.
Whatever gives you, you know, a bit, you know,
a
bit of a tingle. Like a Lynn Alexander, you know, she was on the show earlier, right?
She was, I believe her...
wasn't there something about a Paul Comer Roberts tingle? The shampoo. So it's like they said it was some kind of tree, some kind of California tree.
Yes, there was a thing. Hi, Michelle McDaniel is just in.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I know. Yeah. I was just John Swain, everyone. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, John Swain, and
Child Hunger Now. Chef Boyardee presents beef baroni. Tastes great. Pasta and tomato and mud. Swain sauce. New Swain sauce flavors, no preservatives, all natural,
nice.
And Child Hunger.
Right on. And that was brought to you by then. Mr. Frank Reardon. Yes. We are actually here. Mr. Frank Reardon has just joined us in the studio. Frank, you were actually attending the Punk Hostage press reading at the Baltic Club earlier this afternoon. Can you share with us a little information about some of the events that happened there?
No, me no can do.
Oh, okay. All right. Next question, of course, being about John Swain's White Sauce involvement with said Punk Hostage press reading. Could you...
There was just Swain sauce everywhere in Port Richmond Points or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Point Richmond. We were showered by Swain sauce.
Showered.
It came down from the skies.
Interesting. Now, would you consider this one of the seven signs of the apocalypse, sir?
No. This would be the rebirth.
the rebirth of what, sir? I'm sorry. Can you elaborate on that?
That would be life. That's life coming from the skies.
Oh, okay. So what you're essentially saying is that John Swain White Sauce is life coming from the skies.
Yes, that is the second coming of Christ.
Second coming of Christ is John Swain's White Sauce.
Yes, Christ will come down in the shape of white sauce.
Oh, indeed. I'm done with this.